February 20. Amazed at the resurrection. This is now the second letter I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder. 2 Peter 3:1. As Easter approaches, let's stir up our thankfulness and joy and admiration and amazement at what the resurrection of Jesus means for us. The curse of our fallen nature is that what once thrilled us becomes ordinary. The reality hasn't changed. We have changed. This is why the Bible exists. Peter says of his two letters that they are written to stir up or arouse by means of reminder. So let's stir up our sincere minds by way of reminder. What has God done in raising Jesus from the dead? Here are a few biblical answers. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we are born again to a living hope. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because of Jesus' resurrection, he now has the glory for which we were made. Our ultimate destiny is to see him as he is. 1 Peter 1:21, God raised him from the dead and gave him glory. John 17:5-24, and now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. May the risen Lord Jesus himself awaken and arouse your sincere mind to new depths of worship and allegiance and joy.